You know better than that.
Hannah did know better. Mama had raised Hannah well aware of the lengths she'd personally gone to try to make Hannah's father accept his paternal role. This after her own parents had tossed her out for getting knocked up before she graduated high school. But preppy Bradford Macon Collingsworth III hadn't wanted any part of Lou Ann Monroe, or the mess he'd left behind him on his way to Duke. That mess being Hannah. His slick, rich parents had paid off Lou Ann while relocating to their other house in Virginia. Everyone had washed their hands of the situation, and Mama had raised Hannah herself. With her iron force of will, sheer determination, and the enduring kindness of her older sister, the only relative who would talk to her following her fall from grace, Hannah had nothing but fond memories about the back room she'd shared with Mama in Aunt Bitt's house in sleepy, judgy, Sweet Myrtle, Georgia. Maybe someday Hannah would find it funny, or at least ironic, how dedicated Lou Ann had been to making sure that Hannah didn't end up in the same situation. All those lectures about men and sex and how to avoid the pitfalls of each, until Hannah was half convinced that so much as a sideways glance at the wrong boy could get her pregnant. She'd been so studious, so committed, and so determined not to end up like her mother. She'd been the town warning, and she'd made herself a rodeo queen. Then she'd ended up right back where she'd started, as disgraced as her mama had been, and then some. Because unlike Lou Ann, Hannah had actually made it out of Sweet Myrtle with a crown, a dream, and the grudging backing of all the locals, who'd been so sure she was destined for a bad end. The fact she'd come back, crown tarnished and her reputation in shreds as her belly expanded, made it all worse. It wasn't every girl who could go from rodeo queen to the punchline of a joke at the roaring speed of a single bad decision. But Hannah had always liked to distinguish herself. That bad decision's name was Ty Everett, bull rider and all-around rodeo star, whose easy swagger and lazy, lopsided smile had made all the girls swoon for as long as he'd been on the tour. Hannah had never dreamed she'd be one of those girls. She'd been certain she was too smart, too ambitious, too her to fall for a man like Ty.
"How the mighty always fall,"
her mama had said, her arms crossed there in Aunt Bitt's kitchen the night Hannah had come home for good.
"Especially when they think they have wings."
Hannah no longer had anything like wings. These days she counted herself lucky if she made it through to another bedtime. Wings were for other smarter girls. Girls with shiny, gleaming futures that still belonged to them. Not Hannah, who had traded hers for an adorable, red-faced tyrant of a baby boy who she hadn't meant to have on her own, but loved beyond reason, no matter the circumstances of his birth. And she had driven all this way, up into the towering Rockies and out to the ranch that had been in his family forever, to tell Ty the truths he hadn't wanted to hear the last time she'd seen him, to see what he had to say for himself now that a good chunk of time had passed since the brutal fall that had put him out of commission for so long, and had broken her heart in the bargain, though maybe the chronology wasn't quite so cut and dried. He'd already crushed her heart into pieces before that bull had done the same to him. Either way, Hannah was here to untangle herself once and for all from the cowboy who had brought so much misery into her life.
"Don't forget the joy,"
something in her piped up right on cue, the way it always did. Because there was always that thing in her that wanted to defend him, from herself if necessary. Even after he'd proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that the man she'd fallen in love with had been a figment of her imagination right from the start, that she should never have trusted him, that she should have listened to her mama and her own intuition and steered clear. The trouble was, all her stubbornness and righteous indignation had drained right out of her when she'd driven into the town of Cold River, where, or so Ty had said, back when she'd believed in him and had hoarded every detail he'd shared about himself like treasure, his family had lived since the pioneer days. She'd wound her way through the beautiful mountains from Aspen, carpeted in deep summer green and exuberant wildflowers. She'd had to order herself not to gasp and sigh as one spectacular view outdid the one before it. She'd come in on a meandering road from the south, following the narrow two-lane highway that cut through impressive rock faces, circled around soaring mountain peaks.